This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Diabetic foot ulcer in a 67-year-old man, clinical case and management lessons. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD. GMJ News Desk, a 67-year-old man with type 2 diabetes presented with a chronic foot ulcer, illustrating the clinical complexities of managing diabetic foot complications. The case, published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, demonstrates the multidisciplinary approach required to prevent amputation and improve patient outcomes in this high-risk population. Key takeaways. Diabetic foot ulcers are a leading complication of diabetes, requiring early multidisciplinary intervention, comprehensive wound assessment, vascular evaluation, and infection control are essential to healing. Patient education and regular monitoring are critical to preventing recurrence and amputation. Moderate evidence. Study at a glance, 15 to 25% proportion of people with diabetes who develop foot ulcers during their lifetime, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Diabetes complications. Foot ulcer risk and prevalence. Estimated lifetime prevalence of diabetic foot ulcers and major risk factors. Foot ulcer risk, 15-25%, associated with neuropathy, 80%, associated with vascular disease, 70%, risk of amputation without healing, 20%. Source CDC, WHO, Georgian Medical Journal News, clinical presentation and initial assessment. The patient presented with a chronic foot ulcer, a common but serious complication, affecting approximately 15-25% of people with diabetes during their lifetime, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Diabetic foot ulcers result from a combination of neuropathy, loss of protective sensation, peripheral vascular disease, and impaired healing capacity due to hyperglycemia. Initial evaluation must establish the ulcer's etiology, assess vascular perfusion, identify infection, and evaluate for osteomyelitis. The case documented in the Canadian Medical Association Journal underscores the importance of comprehensive wound characterization using standardized classification systems, such as the Wagner classification, to guide treatment and predict healing outcomes. Multidisciplinary management approach, effective management of diabetic foot ulcers, requires coordination between endocrinologists, vascular surgeons, infectious disease specialists, wound care nurses, and podiatrists. This case illustrates the critical role of optimizing glycemic control, offloading pressure from the affected foot, and addressing underlying vascular insufficiency to promote healing. Wound care typically involves debridement of devitalized tissue, moisture balance maintenance, and infection prevention. For more information on current clinical practice standards, see the clinical updates section of GMJ News, where recent guideline changes and treatment innovations are regularly reviewed. The CDC recommends regular foot examination, appropriate antibiotic use when infection is present, and revascularization procedures when peripheral vascular disease limits healing potential. Prevention and long-term outcomes. Prevention of diabetic foot ulcers and recurrence depends on patient education, regular foot monitoring, appropriate footwear, and strict glycemic control. The case presented in the CMAJ reinforces that early intervention, particularly screening for peripheral neuropathy and arterial disease, significantly reduces the risk of progression to amputation. For comprehensive information on diabetes management and complication prevention, consult the Health Policy section for updates on guidelines from the World Health Organization and national diabetes programs. Long-term follow-up and multidisciplinary care coordination are essential to achieving healing and preventing recurrence, with studies showing that properly managed ulcers heal in 8 to 12 weeks when vascular supply is adequate and infection is controlled. Diabetic foot ulcers represent a preventable complication requiring early multidisciplinary intervention, vascular assessment, infection control, and rigorous patient education to avoid amputation. Canadian Medical Association Journal Clinical Case Series, What This Means for Patients. Inspect your feet daily for sores or changes, maintain strict blood sugar control, wear properly fitting shoes, and seek immediate medical attention if you notice any ulcer, redness, or swelling. Regular appointments with a podiatrist or diabetes care team can prevent serious complications. For clinicians, implement systematic screening for peripheral neuropathy and vascular disease in all diabetic patients. Early referral to specialized foot care teams, aggressive debridement, infection management, and vascular intervention when indicated significantly improve healing rates and reduce amputation risk. For policymakers, expand multidisciplinary diabetic foot clinics and ensure reimbursement for preventive foot care, regular screening, and specialized wound care. Early intervention prevents costly amputations and improves quality of life for millions living with diabetes. Frequently asked questions: what causes diabetic foot ulcers? Diabetic foot ulcers result from a combination of peripheral neuropathy, peripheral arterial disease, reduced blood flow, and impaired wound healing caused by high blood glucose. Pressure, friction, or minor injuries that a person with normal sensation would notice can develop into serious ulcers when sensation is lost. How long does it take for a diabetic foot ulcer to heal? According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, properly managed ulcers with adequate vascular supply typically heal in 8 to 12 weeks. However, healing time varies significantly based on ulcer depth, location, vascular status, infection presence, and glycemic control. Some ulcers may take several months or longer. Can diabetic foot ulcers be prevented? Yes. Prevention relies on daily foot self-inspection, maintaining optimal blood glucose levels, wearing properly fitting shoes, avoiding walking barefoot, and seeking regular podiatric care. The CDC emphasizes that systematic screening for neuropathy and vascular disease, combined with patient education and professional foot care, can prevent 45 to 85% of diabetes-related amputations. This case illustrates why diabetic foot ulcers demand urgent, coordinated clinical attention. As diabetes prevalence continues to rise globally, with the World Health Organization estimating over 400 million adults living with diabetes, strengthening access to specialized foot care teams, improving patient education, and implementing evidence-based prevention strategies remain critical priorities for reducing preventable disability and improving outcomes. Source: case of a 67-year-old diabetic man presenting with a foot ulcer. Practice: